Is it your view that the entrepreneur should have some mastery of each of those areas in order to be successful?
No. I think it's much more important for an individual to have those intangible personality traits that we talked about, the optimism, the resiliency, the self-promotion and goal setting and work drive, because those are very, very hard to train for. Those are things that, by and large, you're born with or you're not. And there's certainly exceptions, and you can make allowances for it, but those are far and away the more critical skills for an entrepreneur. When you get to the area of functional skills are much, much easier to teach somebody. And beyond that, they're much easier to compensate. You look at CEOs, entrepreneurial CEOs out there, and they come in lots of different flavors. You've got visionary CEOs that really see their role as setting a strategic direction for the company and motivating their employees. Very, very high awareness of emotional intelligence and the ability to motivate teams. You have marketing CEOs, CEOs that excel at building a brand and marketing. You have CEOs that would never look at marketing, don't motivate teams, but understand how to create operational effectiveness and use it as an unfair competitive advantage. So what these CEOs have done is they've realized, where is my key strength? And that's what they've developed, and that's the role that they've assumed. Now, each one of them has also understood, well, what is my key weakness? And they've built out a management team to compensate. So as a CEO or as an entrepreneur that's looking to launch a new venture, you certainly need to understand what each one of those functions do and how they critically impact the success of your organization, but you don't by any means have to be an expert in them.
Well, then may I ask you, what are the key strengths that you brought to Trump University, and what were some of the areas where you needed to find other people to strengthen the team?
Well, certainly the strength that I brought was the sales and marketing strength. It was a focus on how do you build a brand and a set of products that meet a set of needs in the marketplace that are not currently being met by anybody else. So it's kind of that combination of how do I create products through a product development standpoint, understand my customers and package those products and bring them to market in a compelling way. Where I'm not particularly strong in is areas like technology. Certainly, I know enough to be dangerous, but it's not an area where I can go out and understand what best of breed technologies are out there today to help further our vision. So we went out and got a very strong technical team and put them in place, and it was one of the first hires we made because we needed to understand from the get-go how would technology impact our product development process. And I think that's a great example of where, look, I understand where my weaknesses are. Certainly, my strengths are not in technology, but I went out and I found absolute best of breed, not just an individual, but actually a team that had worked together, hired them intact as a group, and they were a critical part of our launch of the business.
You mentioned earlier this wonderful Mark Twain principle of showing up, and that really opens the question of the keys to success and what are the principles that need to be enacted in order to create a good outcome in the entrepreneurial venture.